It's critical and crucial for man to know the truth. So let me ask a question, who gonna teach the youths? Oh my God, only the fittest are the fittest will survive. Gotta be the realest are the realest if you wanna stay alive. Babylon is out here taking lives. Full time we open up our eyes.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. This week's episode is a very, very special one to me and something a little new for Peace, Love, and Jenny. Today, we've got a live band in the studio. That is the Jeff Hinch Boogie and Blues Trio. If you haven't already guessed, the theme for today is blues, and not just any blues, but Canadian blues. We're featuring some legends from across the country, along with some incredible local talent here from Kingston. It's going to be full-on boogie and blues jam. We're kicking things off today with the Canadian icon David Wilcox and his track on Do the Bearcat. Wilcox wrote this song out of his love for the classic boogie and bar band blues. Back in the late 70s, he was playing high-energy clubs where the music was loud, gritty, and built for dancing. The term bearcat is old blues slang for someone bold, wild, and full of attitude, and that's exactly the spirit of this song. So it's driven by a strong shuffle rhythm, punchy guitar riffs, and a groove that's impossible not to move to. It's complicated, and it's meant to feel good and fill a room. So turn it up, settle in, and let's get this boogie and blues night started.
I went to the zoo just the other week, saw the kangaroo, had a talk with the chimpanzee. He said, hey brother, if you want a thing that's hip, do the bear cat. Do the bear cat, that's the name of this song. Do the bear cat, take a little lesson and you can't go wrong. Do the bear cat, that's the way we like. Do the bear cat. It's enough to make you want to leave your home. It's the kind of sound that you can't leave alone. Enough to make you want to get a bear cat of your own and make him go. To the bear cat. Late at night when the bear cat howls, he's looking for you. Give it up, yeah. Do the bear cat.
keep it up now.
Next up, we've got one of Canada's true blues rock heavyweights, Colin James with Mary Ann. Colin James has been a major force in Canadian blues since the late 80s, known for his sharp guitar work and that smooth, soulful voice. Mary Ann leans into that classic blues storytelling style, gritty, rhythmic, and full of attitude. So here it is. Enjoy Mary Ann.
I learned to love you.
seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Okay, and next up, we're bringing up the leader of tonight's special guest, the Jeff Hinch Boogie and Blues Trio. Here today, we have Jeff Hinch, so I'll let you introduce the band and tell us a little bit about what drew you to playing blues music and what inspired the sound.
Well, thanks, Genevieve. With me today is Peter Mitchell on the bass guitar and the doctor of the drums, Gary Barrett. Both Peter and Gary have played with me over the years. I've had lots of different musicians that have played in the Jeff Hinch Boogie and Blues Trio or band over the years, too. Blues has always been a part of my musical appreciation. I think it started when I was pretty young. My mother liked blues, and I heard it a bit at home. And then I got into rock and roll music, and the Rolling Stones were a huge influence. And who they listened to, I started listening to B.B. King and Muddy Waters. And then we always had a piano in our house, as you know, and I really was attracted to boogie-woogie music.
Yeah, so true, and I love that, and I'm excited to hear the sounds that you guys bring today to the studio. And Jeff, you're a true Kingston local, so I'm curious, what has been some of your favorite musical experiences here in Kingston, and how has the local scene influenced your style or the kind of music you like to play?
Well, there's been a great Kingston blues scene for many years. Years back, there's bands like Wild Blues Yonder and Blue Monday, fantastic musicians, and venues that had blues live music, dollar bills in the 1980s and 70s. I actually used to get in there underage and just to see the music. And some of the acts I saw there, the Down Child Blues Band, Morgan Davis, Scott Cushney with the Rockin' Deltoids, Johnny Copeland, just an incredible artist of the day.
Wow, well, it sounds like you had quite the time back in the day listening to all those incredible legends here in Kingston.
Yeah, and then into the 90s, there's a bar called Brandy's that got a lot of live blues music. And right up to today, there's always been a live blues scene in Kingston. The RCHA Club, they have lots of blues there. The Kingston Blues Society with Bruce Boucher, he does a great job in Kingston to promote the blues and concerts. And also for the last year at the Buckle Club down on Princess Street with Jay Smith, he has a Thursday, the last Thursday of every month, a blues jam, which has been fun. And lots of different musicians are sitting in at that and playing live blues.
Oh, well, that sounds great. So, Jeff, run us through a couple songs you're about to play for us. So we've got Flip, Flop, and Fly, and your very own song, The Dollar Bill Shuffle. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, I love the Down Child Blues Band, a great Canadian blues act that have been together for so long and hugely influential on so many. The Blues Brothers were influenced by them. And I saw them lots of times at the Lakeview Manor, Dollar Bills over the years, lots of shows. And we're going to do a song that they do. It's a big Joe Turner tune called Flip, Flop, and Fly. And then The Dollar Bill Shuffle is a song I wrote about 10 years ago when they had a reunion show at the Dollar Bills. And it's a song that I write about my recollections of all the acts that I saw on the day at Dollar Bills. It's called The Dollar Bill Shuffle.
Well, both of those songs sound great, and you guys are about to hear it live here on Peace, Love, and Jenny. So here they are.
If the blues don't take me, gonna rock away from here. She's so small, couldn't mumble in a paper boot. Fit, fit, flop and fly. I don't care if I die. Fit, flop and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye.
I got everything I need.
That all sounded so incredible, and that's just a preview of what this band can do. So don't worry, we've got a few more live tracks coming up from the Jeff Hinch Boogie and Blues Trio. But first, some blues legends like Jeff Healey with Mess O' Blues. Originally written in the early rock and roll era, it's built on a strong blues progression and a simple story about being completely tangled up in love. Classic, catchy, and straight to the point. When Healey took it on, he added that signature grit. His raw vocals and driving guitar riffs gave the song a powerful, almost like live energy that really pushes the groove. A little heartbreak, a lot of swagger. Here is Mess O' Blues by Jeff Healey.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in, there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter so of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
One day, you know, I think I'll go crazy. You know, I'm gonna buy a shotgun, yeah, to shoot my baby. Yeah, nobody's business. Not nobody's business if I do. Be my babe. You know we fuss and fight. You know the next day, woman, that we's all right. Yeah, nobody's business. Now nobody's business if I do.
Ain't Nobody's Business by Dutch Mason, an incredible figure in Canadian blues, rising to prominence in the 70s. Mason became such a defining force in the scene that he earned the nickname the Prime Minister of the Blues. His sound helped shape a lot of blues music here in Canada. Now we're bringing back the trio with their take on Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about this song and what made you guys want to include it in today's set?
Well, this song is definitely a blues standard, and it goes way back to the 1920s, originally recorded by a lady named Bessie Smith. And a lot of people would know it also by Eric Clapton. He did it on his Unplugged album and with the group Derek and the Dominoes. I think it's a blues standard that any blues musician should know in their repertoire.
Yeah, well, that sounds amazing. We're all excited to hear it. So here it is. Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out.
Whiskey, champagne, and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Lost all my good friends, I had nowhere to go. If I get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hang on to it till that ego grins.
Okay, this is going to be the last song of the night. Some Chicago blues. Something from Junior Wells.
Now what's this I hear? You put me down. What you do to me?
Till the day I die, I'm gonna ramble till the day I die. I've got a one-way ticket and I ride the main line. I'm gonna ramble till I fall down on my knees. I'm gonna ramble till I fall down on my knees. I've got a one-way ticket that's killing me by degrees. All right, all right.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi,
Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise. She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 ho. She had a dream about the king of Sweden. Gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. My baby tall.
baby, she long. My baby, she tall. These people will help me catch her.
That was the Blues Brothers with She Caught the Katie. I absolutely love that movie, and if you haven't already seen it, I definitely recommend go watching it because it is incredible. And it's actually where I first got my taste of blues music. It's inspired so many people, and I had to include it tonight. Plus, one half the duo, Dan Aykroyd, is Canadian, so I would definitely consider this Canadian blues. The Blues Brothers started as a sketch on Saturday Night Live, believe it or not, where Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi created these characters, Jake and Elwood. They were these straight-faced, suited-up bluesmen, and it was meant to be comedy. But the music was completely real. The audience loved it. They brought in legendary blues musicians, and what began as a sketch turned into a hit album and was iconic in the 1980s. Alrighty, folks, now we are coming up to our final song of the night, my hidden gem for this week. This one is especially close to my heart. I'm bringing back the Jeff Hinch Boogie and Blues Trio to close out the show with the Genevieve Boogie. And for anyone who doesn't know, yes, that's my full name. And this song was written by my dad when I was just a little toddler. So Jeff, or should I say Dad, can you tell us a bit about how this song came to be?
Yes, when you were a young girl of two or three, you'd be running around the house and I'd be playing a boogie woogie and you'd love that music. You really related to it and you would dance. And those words came to me naturally. I would call this my greatest hit. And it's a fun song, and it's still a fun song 19 years later. And we'd like to thank you again, Genevieve, for having us as your guests on your radio program tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming, and thank you all for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny tonight. I hope everyone's enjoyed tonight's Boogie and Blues set and having an amazing night. So make sure to tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. And I hope you enjoy my very own song, the Genevieve Boogie. And if you're enjoying the sound of the Jeff Hinch Boogie and Blues Trio, be sure to check them out on Facebook and catch them live at the Buckle next Thursday at the Blues Jam from 7:30 to 10:30. Have an amazing rest of your night and enjoy the Genevieve Boogie. I might be a little biased, but I think it's a good one. So here it is.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Combinations, a fully self-produced one-man band release from Plune. Written, performed, and produced entirely by the artist, the track blends the experimental spirit of Beck with a raw, stripped-down folk rock edge reminiscent of Neil Young. Learn more about the artist and keep up with the latest by following them at Plune Music on Instagram. And if you're a local musician who would like airplay and social media coverage on our channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Combinations by Plune on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.